I don't know how I didn't remember how fast this hour goes. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. So, Mike, we've done the hot swap again on guests. Who do we have now?
Well, this is really special for me because the Pilot Your Own Adventure essay contest that EAA runs every year is something that I always enjoy listening to what people are writing. And I invite these folks to come and read their essays on air, and I put a package together that summarizes some of them. We have the winner of this year's Pilot Your Own Adventure essay contest, Brittany Moon. Her essay was chosen as the best out of nearly 200 that were submitted this year. It talks about her family's Waco tapering and the history that she discovered across the decades that it was being restored and flown. Now, Brittany turns out to be a public school teacher in a community close to where I live in central Indiana. She's also a member of the board of the EAA chapter that is local to me in nearby Noblesville at Airport I-80.
Yeah.
So we kind of rediscovered all these connections in a kind of a bizarre, coincidental way. So welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So your essay covers decades and decades.
Yes.
And actually starts before you were, it talks about a time before you were born.
Yes.
Kind of give us the high notes there.
So I was born in 1989. And before I was born, my dad, who went to Purdue for engineering and also got his pilot's license, he wanted to fly. And so he bought a 1929 tapering Waco. That was truly in a bucket, multiple buckets, paperwork, and an engine.
Wow.
And, you know, I was born and she grew with me.
That's amazing. Yeah. So he put this airplane together as you were growing up.
Yes, absolutely. There's so many pictures of me, you know, I'm sitting in an empty fuselage that is just truly, you know, the metalwork. Sitting there, you know, playing with the stick. There's me standing right next to the tires as, you know, the tires are being put on. I'm sitting on the leading edge of a plane that's not even covered yet.
Nice.
And so it's my sister, basically.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. And I can see why you would feel so intimately connected with it.
Yes.
Too.
Absolutely.
She had a name, right? Has a name.
Has a name. Her name is Cream Soda.
When? Why?
You know what? I still haven't gotten the official story from my mother as to why she named Cream Soda. I do believe, though, it's because we grew up in Cincinnati and Barks has Cream Soda.
Okay.
Or Big Red as well. And so I think that's where it came from. I don't know.
I wonder if we could ask you to read an excerpt from your essay that will kind of give us a sense of where Cream Soda was in the family and then what happened as the family grew up around her.
Yeah, of course. Years passed. My parents divorced. Our time spent with my dad was at the airport. We had the Waco hangar full of pieces and parts. Freckles, the three-legged dog, would come keep us company as the work to rebuild Cream Soda happened. This time, however, something was different. My brother and I learned exactly what was in our hands. An era of time gone by. An era that is often skipped over for the preferred warbirds. An era that provided joy, yet many hardships for pilots. Finally, Cream Soda, our 1929 tapering Waco, was rebuilt. My brother and I got to enjoy her in a completely different way now that we were older. She was more appreciated, more loved. We understood the importance of keeping her in the air. We understood what it meant to be caretakers of a plane with a soul.
That's Brittany Moon, who is the winner of the EAA 2022 Pilot Your Own Adventure contest. So that's very sweet.
Yeah.
My goodness. And the rest of the essay is, by the way, where will people be able to read the essay or learn more about what your experiences were?
So you can read the essay, I believe, later this week in the newspaper that is published here every single day. Mm. And then also online.
Yeah.
Through EAA and Flight Outfitters.
And sometime this week, there will be a quarter hour of excerpt, longer excerpt of you and some of the other essays as well. We just don't have that scheduled yet. It kind of comes when it comes.
Yeah, I understand. I can see how personal this was, and we're not going to have any spoilers. We're not going to tell you how the essay ends.
Right.
But suffice it to say that if you like the little bit that you heard, then you're going to want to find out the whole story on this. Tell me, though, how has this experience changed your relationship with aviation?
It's indescribable. It's remarkable. Just this morning, being here at AirVenture, I happened to be sitting down next to somebody who was from Indiana, and we live not that far away from each other, and we never met until here at AirVenture, and that's amazing. The relationships I've built with people, they're mentors for me, and I'm so thankful for everything.
Part of what happened when you won the contest was that they told you that you would be spending a week up here,
yes,
which you had not planned on doing.
No.
Right?
So I originally planned for two nights in a tent without my two boys. And then I got the phone call in the middle of a school day. I stepped out of class, and you step out of class when you see Oshkosh, Wisconsin calling. And so I took the phone call. I was over the moon, tears. And so I thankfully, to my husband, I am here for 8 days without my children, but my brother and my father are going to join me later in the week.
Oh, good.
So they're going to experience this as well.
So talk about the prize package.
The prize package. So I have a wonderful camper that sleeps four with a shower and a bathroom.
So this is an upgrade from your tent camping original plan.
Next year it's going to be hard in a tent. I'm just saying. I am 20 feet away from the gate. So my prime location, I have a loaded cooler full of anything I want.
That they provided.
Yeah,
right.
And then I also got a ton of swag from Flight Outfitters. So I have new bags, hats, jackets, anything that you can think of from their company.
So this arrangement of wonderful things is right on, it's in Camp Scholler.
Yep.
It's on the corner where the Red One Market is.
Yes.
And it's lit up in a way at night that is very inviting, and there's fun stuff to do on your lawn. I'm using air quotes here, your lawn. like little yard games and things like that.
Cornhole, Connect Four, Jenga. There's a fan that's a very, very cool fan. Like it's...
That
That's
will
nice.
Come in handy later in the week. Today is a rather nice day, so.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
So my next question is, how do people get into this game? So how do they enter this essay contest?
Well, of course, it's closed for this year.
Of course.
And so when there's a call next year, and I'm going to guess, I'm speaking for EAA here, once there's a sponsor for next year and there will be a call for next year, I'm guessing that people could maybe think about their own lives and experiences. You have any advice for people to come up with an essay that's got all the right things that can give people a good shot at winning?
Right from the heart, and as the teacher in me, I'm going to say this. Grammar and punctuation, don't worry about that. When you write from the heart, throw grammar and punctuation out the window, because that's what matters.
Well, that's a relief.
Yeah, I think so. What really caught your eye? What made you decide to write the essay in the first place? I mean, did you see the contest and go, ooh, I think I can do this, or?
Yeah, I wish I could say that I remember that moment, that I found the webpage with this, the information on the contest. I just did it. Yeah. I worked on it for several weeks. I tweaked it again, had my father and my brother read over it to make sure that I had all the bits and pieces correct, and I scoured all of our research on, the gentleman that's in my essay, Mr. Mike Murphy, and I submitted it.
Well, as as an editor, I can tell you that one of the reasons you must have won is because you did all of those things, because you really, you put it out there. You had other people look at it critically. You did your research. That's what makes a good essay.
Talk a little bit about where you are in your personal journey as a pilot.
So I am a student pilot, still a student pilot. I am awaiting my medical.
Okay.
I'm ready to solo, but I am strictly focused on tailwheel. So I fly a 1946 Aranca Champ out of Sheridan, Indiana. She's, I call her Betty. She, my instructor, my CFI will laugh at me, but he knows that I have a thing with planes and naming them. So I named her Betty. So I fly with that, and then I'm going to get my PPL in the Champ. I'm not transitioning over at all to a 172 or a tri-wheel.
So why bother?
Why bother? I mean, ultimately, my goal is to fly our taper wing.
Yeah, well, so clearly, you've got a special place in your heart for
She's
for
my
that.
Girl.
And so, how will that happen?
How will that happen?
Yeah.
Through a lot of patience.
Okay.
So my dad is going to work with me. I'm going to also get my high performance and train in a steerman, so I get that that
okay.
I-wing experience, and then I'll transition over, and then hopefully solo the taper wing one day.
Well, I hope we talk to you again about that when that happens.
Yes, that'll be a day.
Brittany Moon has won the 2022 Pilot Your Own Adventure Essay Contest. Thank you so much for coming
by
today.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to EAA Radio.